Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks, truly, sincerely, thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being involved and engaged. And you know what? Do get involved and engaged, for real. Get the real numbers, get the real information, really be part of the solution. That means, what I mean by that, don't be a victim of your last tweet, or the last tweet that you read, or the last tweet that your friend told you about, or some article title that you saw. No. What you need to do, you need to work hard at making sure you have the right information. Don't even trust me, my God. Go check out what I said, or you know why I said what I said. Check out, make sure that the truth is there. We're going to talk about something very comfortable for a lot of us. Child trafficking. And not just child trafficking, sex slavery. You know, some of you can think I'm whacked, but I'm going to put it out there because the more and more I read, the more and more the stories that we've covered for the last 10 years. You know, you look at Epstein. And I've even heard and seen conversations around the fact that, you know, these young girls, 16, 17, 18. How many of you have daughters and had daughters that were 16, 17, 18 or coming up on 16, 17? You, think about yourself. Think about somebody who either lures your daughter into it or kidnaps your daughter and she's being continually drugged and raped on a daily basis. They don't see any problem with this. We ignore this, right? Not happening in my neighborhood, not happening to us. It's happening in suburban neighborhoods all over the country. And I think when you find out who's behind it, when you find out the people that are very much involved in it, you would be shocked to no end. I think that's why Hollywood was freaking out. When Donald Trump said a while back, hey, this is just the tip of the iceberg, what you're seeing happen in that whole Me Too movement. You've had kids from Hollywood for years, and listen, I'm going to get something that's going to make you guys crazy. Why do you help them rape children? Yes, all of you. Yeah, let that settle in for a second. I say that because Nickelodeon, for the longest time, rumor had it, but then you saw people move around. They had people that were being moved around because they were assaulting the children, if you would. This goes on. This is prevalent in Hollywood. It's prevalent in D.C. Don't you remember about 8-9 years ago? I don't even know if they have I don't think they have the PAGE program anymore. Which, you know, they weren't just PAGE. You know, they were gophers. They ran around and took care of things for the Congress people. And these kids were being subjected to forced sex on a regular basis. They were being assaulted on a regular basis in our legislative house. And then you've got, what happened to Epstein? Gone. That is a major crime. The fact that that man is dead and gone and all of a sudden everything stops, it shouldn't. I hope to God it hasn't. I hope to God that they're doing some kind of silent investigation that we don't know anything about. Wouldn't that be cool? And then all of a sudden, 6, 7, 8 months down the road, Barr comes up and says, look, I have these 212 indictments. A third of them are rich people, a third of them are people here in Congress, and a third of them are coming out of Hollywood. What do you think of that? No, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, in the next hour, listen to me. In the next segment, coming on after the break, I'm going to bring Lee and Mary Whittaker on. They're going to discuss a new movie that they have out there. And the movie's all about what they've found out about child sex trafficking. Right? I mean, this is a big deal across the globe. This isn't anything small. It was 6 years in the making, and writers Kira Myers and Lee Whittaker they've released their trailer to a movie called Amy. Now, it is a bit of a drama. It's a drama film, but based on real life, on what's really going on out there. What I want to know, I want to talk to them when I have them on. We'll be talking to them about truly and honestly who's involved in this. I was doing some reading about this, you know, trying to get familiar with the topic, because you can imagine it's not something I read about every day. Do you know what? Raise your hand if you have the answer. Do you know what the biggest, who the biggest, what the biggest area that these kids come in, where they bring them into this country? Because, you know, the kids aren't all grabbed here in the United States. Some of them are grabbed overseas and brought here. Some of them are grabbed here and brought to major ports, because you have sailors and other people, and I'm not beating on the sailors, don't get me wrong. I'm using it in a generic term. You know, they come in, and what you have going on with them is they want... I'm trying to keep this clean. That's the problem I'm having. But you bring them in, and they want companionship. How's that? That's clean enough. They want companionship. And that's where the kids come in. And it's wrong. Thomas, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You'll listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back to listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. It's one of the things I always tell you guys, right? You want to be part of the solution. I don't get why you wouldn't be. But that means you need to get informed. You cannot just read the last tweet you got or the last Facebook feed or whatever it is. So it's really quite irritating. I mean, seriously, I mean this in all sincerity. It's quite irritating when I hear people talking about certain issues and they're just spewing what they heard or what they've read or just heard in the news cycle. And we've talked about this kind of this subject/topic before. You know, sexual abuse, trafficking, it's been going on in the United States for years. It keeps getting worse. And by the way, the answer to the last question I asked you in the last segment was Seattle. The port of Seattle is one of the worst places for this. So Lee and Mary Whittaker are joining me. Well, right now it's Mary. I'll get Lee on in a few minutes. To join Jonah joining me to discuss their new movie and what they found out about the child sex trafficking world. Mary, we'll start with you. And I just want to say to you, thank you for joining me. Thank you for doing this. Give me the 80,000-foot overview on this movie. Okay.
Well, first of all, Joe, real quick, Mary Lee's wife is an executive producer for Amy with Lee. I am Tara Myers. I co-wrote the script with Lee.
Ah, okay. I'll get it right eventually.
That's okay. No problem.
All right, Tara, what pushed you to do this? What really brought this along?
You know, I saw a documentary, boy, probably a good almost 20 years ago. I was just blown away. I'd never heard of such a thing. And it just stuck with me. And when I met Lee, and he's into doing films that, you know, kind of present a cause, bring things into social awareness, things that need to be changed in our culture and in society. And I mentioned this topic, and he had never really heard much about it. And he's like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's do this. And we first met, it'll be 6 years this February. So this has almost been 6 years working on this project. And when Lee and I started, we really discussed, okay, how are we going to do a movie, you know, from this kind of venue that we can reach as many people as possible mainstream America? There's phenomenal documentaries out there about the topic. But a lot of people don't want to sit down and watch the raw and real. Now, everything we have in this film is based on what is actually happening out there. Naturally, we added the kind of commercial aspect, and we went back and forth on that and kind of went, oh, do we make it commercial? But we're like, if we're going to get mainstream America to look at this, we need the action. We need certain elements in there. So that's the direction we came from when we were writing the script. And so far, the results and the response for the trailer, which was just released at 10 a.m. on Friday, has been phenomenal. So we think, and we're still hoping that we hit the mark on that. And the big thing is we're just trying to draw as many people as possible in to watch this film so we can continue to bring awareness. We want people at least walk out of the theater and go, oh, my goodness. Let me go at least now get on my computer and read up about this and see what's happening here. Because it is in every state in the U.S., and like you said, it's getting worse. When we started 5 years ago, it was number three moneymaker in the U.S. and in the world, only behind guns and drugs. Different articles will say now it's number two. A lot of them say now it's number one. But bottom line, it's totally out of control.
It should be number zero. It shouldn't even have a number, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So let me see. I think I'll bring Lee in. Lee, have you joined us?
Oh, hello, everybody.
Well, thank you. See, technology is wonderful, but only when it works, right?
Only when it works. 100%. How's everybody doing this evening?
Very good, very good. Lee, Tara was telling us how she got involved in the movie and what have you. What pushed you down this road? What made you want to get involved in this and tell this story?
It was actually Kara. I had just finished a short film on homeless children here in Los Angeles, and she had caught wind of that and contacted me and told me about what was going on. I always knew that it was happening in third world or underdeveloped countries, but never in my backyard. And so when we connected and she started explaining everything to me, it just kind of really unraveled inside me. And I'm really big into social awareness issues. And I knew that at that point I couldn't turn my head. I had to do something about this.
No, I can't imagine. You know, I got to tell you something, and it may be uncomfortable for you guys, but I think of some of these people that take advantage of these kids and what they do to kids. I want to change the justice system, and here's the deal. You know, when you find one of these guys that has been abusing one of these small girls, I would like to be as the father. Give me 15 minutes in a room with this person, and there's nothing you can do to me legally. Just let me deal with it myself.
Yeah. I think that our laws are, I agree with you, I think our laws are not strict enough in this matter. It's just ridiculous. If your DNA is faulty, if you think it's okay to rape a 6-year-old child, period, you don't deserve to live in society with all the rest of us. And I'm not paying with my tax money for you to survive either. So we need to have a conversation. We need to have a come to Jesus conversation or something.
I agree with you. I'm 100% on board with you. And this is where I tell people all the time, where have we devolved? I mean, you look at what's going on right now. Look at the pedophilia that takes place in Hollywood, in D.C., people with great means, and we look the other way. Why do we look the other way? Well, why?
Yeah, Joe, you said something interesting, though. You said the high echelon. But it's not just happening with your Hollywood or your politicians. It's 60 bucks, man. It's 40 bucks. Anybody can get this now, and it's in every city and every state. And that's what's disgusting. It doesn't matter who you are anymore. You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tara.
No, you.
Go ahead, Tara. Get me wound up. I won't shut up, and it's my show.
well, yeah, we're like that sometimes, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, you know. Okay, something I want to mention is our very first meet back June, like, 2014, Lee and I met with Detective Keanu at LAPD headquarters.
Okay,
and
I'm going to need you guys to hold because I know you can't hear that. We're going to go for a quick break because we do believe in capitalism on the show. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We're talking about child sex trafficking. You may not like that. Too bad. You need to listen. You need to get informed so you can help. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And turns out we were right. So put that as your context. It's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Yeah, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. We're talking about sexual abuse and trafficking. And you know what? It's one of those things not many people talk about. And if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, we do talk about it on a fairly regular basis. And it's one of those hot buttons for Joe, as many of you who listen know about it. I would change all the rules. When it comes to sex trafficking, when it comes to the penalties for those who take advantage of, who torture, who repeatedly rape young children. Some of you listening right now, I want you to think about something. You know, you've got this mindset, not here, not me, not, right? If you got daughters, you got nieces, and I know a lot of boys are involved in this, but it seems like the girls kind of hit home a little bit more. You got a 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old daughter, granddaughter. How would you like it? How would you feel if somebody was taking advantage of her and nobody spoke up? All right? It's sick. It's just sick. So, you know, Lee Whitaker and Tara Myers are joining me now. They're discussing a new movie that they have out, and it's all about child sex trafficking and people. Thank you so, guys. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, listen, Tara, you were telling me stories that my hair just, you know, went from like almost gray to totally black again while you were talking to me on during the break with some of the stories. Well, tell some of the restaurant stories, because I think people don't realize sometimes you see a guy at a table, an older guy at a table, there's 3 or 4 girls there, and what do you think? I don't know about you. I think that he's just there with the soccer team or what's left over the volleyball team, right? What are we looking for here?
Well, again, our first meet with Detective Tiano, she mentioned this stuff. We're like, well, how would you know? And the example she gave us, she said, I was in a store 2 weeks ago on a Saturday with my daughters to get prom dresses. And there's a guy in there. She said, first of all, his age versus the girl's age. You know, he's with 3 girls, and a lot of times the girls, they'll never make eye contact. they aren't even, I mean, they wouldn't dare, you know. They don't make eye contact. They're always kind of looking down. You can just watch their actions. They're not even interacting with each other, the girls aren't, the way teenagers or young girls might. You know, you can tell he's in charge. He's running the show. He's in that situation. He's picking their clothes out for them. And it's just, and you do, once you start thinking about it and you start paying attention, you'll start picking up on stuff. You may see them in a clothing store. You may see them at a Starbucks. You may see them at your local gym. You may see them in a restaurant. And one of the things she told us, and I've been told by definitely other people who are do rescue and different things, you don't want to walk up to the girls and start talking or try to interact or try to chat. Never, even if he walks away. Because it could end up getting them horribly beaten or killed.
Really?
And you just try to be a good witness. You try to pay attention. You try to get as much information as you can. If you see them being abused or doing something, you might want to go and dial 911. Get a license number if you can. You know, stay safe yourself. You know, we aren't trying to tell people to go be vigilante. And then, you're killed or the girl is killed.
Yep.
The thing to remember is if you see something, say something. That's the golden rule hashtag. You see something, say something. But that was in the times of what they would call Romeo pimps and stuff like that. But now that has changed. You're not going to see a male with all these girls. Nowadays, you're seeing more females as the recruiters nowadays, and they're running the house than males are.
Cold. And I mean, that's just cold. I mean, I was trying to figure that out when I was reading some of the stuff and thinking to my, all right, so they must have been abused at a young age. They must have been put through all this because I can't imagine somebody growing up in a normal lifestyle and then wanting to do this to young girls, right?
That's correct. Correct. And that just goes along, too, with prostitution. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Nobody, no 8-year-old little girl, little princess wants to grow up and be a prostitute. They've been abused. You know what I mean?
I can't even, I said, I have 2 young granddaughters that are around my house a lot, 6 and 7. And I look, and I can't imagine what I would do to somebody if they touched them the wrong way, if you would. Yeah.
Joe, I would too.
Go ahead, Tara.
That's really happening. I really want to mention this is as this is picking up and it's happening more and more and more. It's not just kids who are runaways. I mean, that's the crux. That's the majority and out of foster care in different places. But just regular kids from good homes are getting snatched up and are being forced into prostitution. It's not forced. It's not prostitution. Cancel that.
No.
You know, these are children who are being beaten and raped daily for profit. And one of our nonprofits that is affiliated with this film, Saving Innocence, they fought really hard to get that term child prostitution taken out of everything. No child ever grows up going, wow, this is what I want to do with my life.
100%.
I want to do
100%.
Yeah.
God.
And what Kara's trying to say as well, it's all about the language. And it's making sure the language and the legislation is correct right now. There's not such a thing as a child prostitute. That just does not exist. It's rape. And what I want to refer back to, you said something earlier, Joe, was pedophilia. Pedophiles. That doesn't even exist in my mind anymore. I think we should change the definition of that and get rid of that term. It's not a pedophile. You're a child rapist. Let's call it what it is, not a scientific sugarcoat. You know what I mean? Because I think that language means a lot.
Have you guys met with any either one of you? I don't know who, but if either one of you met with some of the legislators, shown them the film, showed them the trailer, and got actual action out of these people? Because I've heard that a lot of them give a lot of lip service, but they don't really help.
Go ahead, Kara.
we have not met with any legislators, no, but. Again, another one of our nonprofits who's affiliated with the film, phenomenal organization, ARC, Association for the Recovery of Children. They're actually back east at a great conference. And, so many of these organizations are out there lobbying and in D.C. and in different places and fighting for more justice, fighting to have the laws changed. I mean, they're really doing a lot of great stuff. That is something. Yeah. Maybe when I'm 78, 88, a little bit older than I already am, I would love to do is reach out and get more involved in, you know, talking to legislators and doing that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we need Joe. We need some big, powerful lawyers. We need some people that are passionate about this topic, that have pull, that can actually do something about that and help change that legislation. That's what we need. We got to change the laws. We got to change the language of it. This is ridiculous. We're now talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry. When you look at the global economy, as far as like what's the top economy, you're looking at like pharmaceuticals and oil and drugs, right? Or arms, excuse me, arms.
Right.
Well, you know what's up there in the top three now is human trafficking.
Yeah.
And child sex trafficking has dominated the overall portion of that human trafficking at this point. And child trafficking in the United States is exploding on an exponential rate. It would blow your mind.
Unreal. This it really does. It actually does make me sick. Okay, so how do people help you? I mean, how can they help you get resources? How can they help get this film out? How can they help you in this endeavor?
It's more like how can we help you, not how you can help us. We want to help you. We want to help everybody. Just we want to shine a light on this and let you know that, hey, wherever you're at, if you're in Canton, Missouri, or in Kansas City, or in Orlando, Florida, no matter where you're at, this is happening in your neighborhood. Google it. It's one click away from getting educated, seeing what you can do in your community, and how you can be proactive.
Yeah, you know,
and that's what our film is trying to do as well.
I have with some of the reading I've done, some of the articles that I've read about this. This is a normal neighborhood, a normal house, an average house in a normal neighborhood. You will see there are certain things you can see and see what's going on there, and it's happening in neighborhoods all across the country, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what our film is about. Our film is Middle America Suburbia. It's your next door neighbor. That's our film, and this is happening right under your eyes. And we're trying to make sure that we're exposing that within the film and the context of the film. And we use all our story is based on real events. These are real stories that we've, you know, crafted into a longer story. We do give you a positive ending, but 80% of the time or 75% of the time, it's not such a happy ending.
Well, all right, guys, I'm going to let you go now, and they can find more about the movie at aimeemovie.com, right? A-I-M-E-E.
Correct.
Movie.com. God bless you for doing this. Seriously, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
Kara. Thank you. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the rail side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll talk more about this. You guys, don't let this go.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I just like the music. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of the solution. Keep talking. It's really, that's what helps. I get an idea how you come at things. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, that when it comes to child sex trafficking, any kind of sex trafficking, don't get me wrong, but especially with the children, especially with the teenagers. And yeah, like, you know, as Kara said, some of them are runaways. Well, most of them are runaways. So what? That doesn't, still not right. Still doesn't give you the right to take advantage of somebody else, somebody else's body. It just ain't right. So let's move on. All right. You got the everybody's going crazy about what's going on in Syria. Everybody's going crazy about the fact that we've left these people on their own. But again, whether it's 1,000 troops or 50 troops, I mean, everybody's got some different numbers. But we weren't making the big difference there. Now, maybe you can say, yeah, but we have, and you heard General Valley
Tonight you heard, Corey Duncan. These guys have been there. They know what's going on. I'm not so sure people in the news sources know what's going on there. They know the differences in the Kurds. They know, what they're up against. When do these other countries start taking control over their own countries? When do they start stepping up? When does Afghanistan, when do their armies start to step up? When are they going to be willing to die for their country like we send American soldiers over there to do? But we're talking about all what's going on in Syria and now all the people that are dying, and look at what President Trump did, look at what he caused. And did you ever hear this when Obama was president? Did you ever hear the numbers of people that were killed, that were maimed, that were raped, that were tortured? You ever hear any of that? No, because they loved him. He could do no wrong. You know that's true. Where was the media? ISIS committed genocide on Christian Shiites, Yazidis. They killed over 170,000 people. While Obama was in office, enjoying himself. But nothing. Where was the press in all this? The media ignored the whole thing. Because when he was president, they wouldn't do anything to make him feel bad. They wouldn't do anything to get in the way of his presidency so there would be a blemish on his presidency anywhere. And it's well accepted that ISIS committed or tried to commit genocide on the Shiites. This video, this films, this pictures of body on top of body on top of body. This video of them beheading people. And I don't mean one or two or three or four. I mean hours of them doing this. I mean, how does somebody get up in the morning? Never mind. And again, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And they were lining some of these people up, but they didn't have enough time to do the beheadings. They had to move it along. They were lining these people up and simply shooting them in the back of the cowards. Shooting them in the back of the head and letting them fall where they fell. Hundreds of them. No, I want you to hear that. I want this to go over and over and over in your head. Obama didn't take a move, didn't make a move, didn't do anything to save these people. Seriously. And again, there were women, there were kids. They were dying and they were starving because they didn't have food. They were being starved to death for all intents and purposes. And you remember the Yazidi girls that were captured, the villages that these guys went into? Nothing. He did nothing to help them. ISIS slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Yazidis in the, Sinjar Mountain area. They think it was somewhere between, 5,000 and 15,000 people were killed there. And again, nothing. Today, the liberal media, they're pounding on Donald Trump. Pounding on him. Because he withdrew 50 U.S. soldiers from northern Iraq. And all of a sudden, Mitt Romney and the rest of them are opening their mouth and screaming about the bloodbath taking place because Donald Trump made a bad move. The same media apparently were in comas when President Obama was in office. Couldn't be bothered with him. This is just so sick in so many ways. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. And as I always say, part of the solution. Please be part of the solution. I know we've been hearing about this like crazy, but man, it never really goes away, does it? Like the Hunter Biden. Not only does he have a questionable past, but his business dealings have always been tainted. There's nothing, as some of you say, there's nothing new here. You're right. And Joe, Man, anybody really think he's having a good debate anywhere? Where he's really been, like, sharp, on task, able to answer the questions? When you look at him and you hear some of his responses, look, this is, I'm talking about Democrats now are saying. He's out of touch. He's gaffe-prone. He's always been gaffe-prone. How he still maintains a lead is proof positive that you can elect a dog to this position. As long as the dog's name is Fido, because everybody's familiar with the name. That's what it is. Joe has more name recognition than any of them. And if he's the right man for the job, and Obama's so darn popular, where is he? Where is Obama? In Democrat circles, there have been whispers for years that Hunter Biden could become a liability for his father. Whispers. They should have moved the guy out of the country years ago. Questions about the younger Biden's overseas business dealings in Ukraine and China. They've known about this for a long time. Right? I mean, I don't want to get into somebody's love life, but my God, he dated his brother's widow. He used cocaine. He bought crack and allegedly spent so much money in strip clubs and prostitutes that his family couldn't pay their bills. So he's an easy target. He's an easy one to come back on. This seems to be, though, the mantra of the left, isn't it? All this stuff is okay for them. I mean, they're so worried about people being taken advantage of. What's that Congressional Sexual Assault Fund? Why aren't they dealing with that? Why aren't they working with that? Trump's facing impeachment inquiry. Now, he's turned around. Now, some have said he's aggressively going after his competition. Well, first of all, let's be honest, his challenger. Biden is no competition, no challenger, really, for Donald Trump. When the heat is on, if they're sitting in a head-to-head battle on stage, Biden's going to forget where he's at. I'm telling you can see the signs in him. He's not going to know where he's at. He's going to get confused. He's not going to be able to answer the questions properly. He's not going to look at. He's up against his own people, and he can't answer the questions properly. Can't stay on task. So again, when you think about what's going down on what Joe, they are so afraid that Joe might be their only hope. He's not going to be. He's not going to be able to maintain. Anyway, 49-year-old's controversial decision to accept a high-paying position at the gas company Ukraine with little or no experience. This has become a backdrop for this whistleblower complaint. See, again, they never play fair. They never want, they don't want equality for real. Come on, laugh with me. They don't want equality. Because then, let's release both transcripts. Let's get the transcript of the meeting that Uncle Joe had. Right? We'll take Donald Trump's transcript. We'll see which one, word for word, is a threat, which one isn't. Let's see which one. I mean, back in 2016, there is more and more evidence now floating to the top, and I say floating for a specific reason, floating to the top now to look like they were, and to prove that they were actively going after Donald Trump. They actively wanted the Ukraine to engage. Let that sink in. And Trump has repeatedly accused Biden of ethical lapses and profiting off his famous father's last name. And mainstream was on Donald Trump's case for saying that. And who comes out and says it? Hunter Biden said it. Hunter Biden called his dad a liar. Right? I mean, didn't Joe say, hey, I never talked to my son about these things. We never mixed business with our trips. Hunter didn't say that's not true. Hunter said, I talked to my dad plenty of times about this. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. If your station's leaving, you can grab us on the web. You can grab us on your phone app. Otherwise, if you're with us, it's going to be a smorgasbord in the next hour. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit for something.